Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a very special one. I have with me today Patty Dismukes, and she is with the Women's Executive Group that she formed a year or two ago,
five or six years ago.
Yes. Tell us about this group, Patty. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I actually have been very involved probably my entire career with women in technology, Tech Bridge. I've always just kind of taken it on as something I wanted to do to help, you know, executive women advance, you know, be a supporter. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I formed a group and I said, let's get together and just have a drink and let's get to know each other and let's find ways we can just support each other. And it started out that way. And the first time I got the group together, there were 6 women. And we just had the best time and just got to know each other. And people I didn't know. I just wanted to take it, you know, the time to get to know them. I was curious
about
that.
How did you gather those did you send out like 100 emails and 6 showed up?
No, it was very specific. I sent it to women and it started out that way. It's like, hey, you know, we've met before. I really don't know you. I'd like to get to know you better. Mm-hmm. I'd like to introduce you to some other people of, you know, we can all get to know each other. Let's have a glass of wine. And I think that gets you every time, you know, you kind of have me at wine. Yeah. And so I started it, and then it just, you know, it sort of took a life on of its own. And so tried to do it again about a quarter after that, and then, you know, it kind of grew from 6 to 10 and then, you know, to 12. And we just had an event last week, and we had 52 women there. And so that's a little bit of just the growth of it.
Right.
But it's, what it tells me is there's just such a need for professional women to have other people to talk to about the challenges and the goals and the things that go on in their organization. So, and then Atlanta is just such a powerful town and it's so transitional that it's hard to get into the town sometimes, right?
Right.
It's like, who do you need to know? What are the organizations you need to be involved with? So I actually brought today a guest, Shally Panicotti, who is the VP of Technology for Anthem. And those of you who may not be familiar with Anthem's Blue Cross Blue Shield, Shally is just an incredible, one of the most incredible rock stars right now in IT. Just so impressive. She's gotten so many accolades this year, Woman of the Year nominee, recognized by Atlanta Business Chronicle. I had the opportunity to meet her about a year ago, a little over a year ago. She just moved into Atlanta, and she didn't really know a lot of people, but we immediately connected, just something about her. And so invited her to the next Wine and Therapy gathering, and she really began to meet the community. So I want to introduce Shally and let her just share a little bit about her background, what she does, and the value of this and what it's been for her.
Absolutely. Thank you, Patty. I just couldn't be more delighted to be here. You know, just a bit of background about me. I run the IT organization, a portion of IT within Anthem as one of their senior leaders, and my career started from an entry-level developer within Anthem over the past 15 years to where I am today. So it's just been an incredible ride. And I understand the value of, you know, support both from men and women, but particularly from women in encouraging each other and in being there, because that's one of the reasons why I have been able to make that transition over these years. So so I want to give back and I want to make sure other women get the same opportunity. So it's a passion of mine, and I couldn't be in a better place than to be in Atlanta to give back. And there's so many opportunities. And, you know, I'm quite active in the women in technology sector, as as well as other, I would say, you know, women-based focused communities. But to Patty's point, she has been one of the best changes or, you know, people that I ran into and so far to date. And it just couldn't be more helpful for me, you know, that introduction I had with Patty, because she says, Shally, you know, I understand you're new. How about I get you introduced to this wine and therapy session? And like she said, as soon as I heard wine, I said, I'm sold. Mm-hmm. But I went into the session, and I got to tell you, the first thing that struck me is that it's not a club, or it's not just this membership group that just there, it's just a group of incredibly smart women who care for each other, who care for giving back to the community, who care for just supporting other women. And that's the power of this group. It's a very informal setting. We make it formal at times by introducing other successful women leaders to come and speak to us. But that's been by far my best support that allowed me to make such a big transition as I moved from Virginia, from a smaller city, to Atlanta. And it's just been incredibly helpful.
So when you got plugged into the group, how did that help you kind of plug into Atlanta?
Yeah. So, Atlanta is a big city.
Right.
And, it's a big event for me, any move of the sort.
Right.
Career-wise, it's a big event for me. And what I didn't have is any friends or that I knew, or even, coworkers, you're starting to get to know
right.
them. So what it gave me was in a group of leaders or women executives who are in a similar place in their career, and they've had similar journeys, so they understand what it takes to lead every day of your career in a corporate world as a woman. So you have that support, their experience and their knowledge and their career story as such
right.
that you can connect with. But the broader point is that objective, sort of external group, right? You're not with people you work with every day, so it gives you another support outside of all the other concerns you may have in opening up and venting. Nobody's judging you, right? This
right.
is a group of leaders outside of your work who are there for you with outside of no other, goals other than just to be there
just
for you.
Just to help you, right.
That's right. And so that gives you this freedom to say, I get all these invitations. Which events do I go to?
Right.
Which groups do I get connected to? How do I... how do I hire all these individuals I have to hire? Do you have anybody in mind? Where do I, where do I pick my house? And I mean, there's so many things
right.
you can ask. And as mother and as women, we have other questions too. And it's just, like I said, I would say it's a good group of friends and, at the same time, executives who understand the space and give you just very objective, supportive response.
It's a safe place to
Correct.
Be vulnerable.
That's right.
And then share openly without judgment.
That's exactly right.
Now, when you started this, and tell me, I always like to know how the beginnings are. So the six people, you're there, so you know each other, you're acquaintances, and you're looking at each other, and you have this idea, hey, I thought this would be good, we're all hanging out, and you're drinking wine. So what are you talking about? Like, does somebody go, like... There's always one person like, we have to make rules. Like,
No. If anybody knows me, they not a lot of process. No, it was all about, it's getting the power of getting to know someone. It's just incredible. That's the thing I always find in this industry. What's kept me involved and engaged is just the curiosity of what a company does, what a person inside that company does, the challenges they go through. The whole intent was this, guys, you like, got to go play golf and, they're just people you like to hang out with, right? They're kind of your circle, your inner circle. And that was really what I wanted to create for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think, thank God it's growing number of women executives we're seeing, probably a bigger number right now than we've ever seen in terms
right.
of the positions.
Probably historically.
Historically.
Right.
And, we want to encourage that. And to me, the powerful thing is to even get this group of women involved with organizations like WIT, where I can put them in front of young women, early in their careers, or girls in college or girls in high school, and say, look, you can aspire to be this.
Right.
And she,
it's possible.
It's
right.
possible, right?
Right?
And that to me is the most powerful thing that you can do. So last week when we had an event, I told a story of why I did this. I'm kind of in the third act of my career, right? So I was thinking about, what do I want to do? What do I want my legacy to be? And it really was around, how am I going to be make an impact for young girls and young women? Because that's really what I want to do. And I told a story about my mother. And, not to go into all the details of it, but my mother passed away very early. She was 32 years old.
Wow.
So I really kind of grew up without my mother. But I had her purse, and I opened up her purse for the first time about 7 years ago. all these years she'd been dead, 50 mm-hmm. years.
Wow.
And I opened her purse, and what I've learned in that was who she was. And it told me about a story that back in the 1960s, she had a job. My family were two-income families. They just bought a house. They had little, you know, children. And she went to school to better and get her career and her skills sharpened. And she did that because she had a female boss that encouraged her to improve her skills. And she had a role model for what she could be. And that so impressed me and made such an impact on me that I thought that was a lesson my mother taught me many, many years after right. she had passed, that that was something I needed to do. And so it kind of became a personal mission for me. I wish I could tell you it was formal. It's not. I think it's just a matter of, hey, I can tell someone Shally's going to be there, or, you know, someone else is going to be there. Oh, yeah, I want to get to know Shally. And it's almost really that's how it's grown. And then after we go a while, if I get really busy and I don't think about getting it together, all of a sudden I'll start running into people. Hey, when's the next one in therapy? Hey, when's the next one in therapy? Hey, can I invite so-and-so? You know, or that. So it's sort of organically grown by people wanting to bring other people to it. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of how it started. There's no rules. There's no anything around it. We've had a couple of times where the last meeting before this one last week, we honored the three female CIO of the year nominee finalist, and we just happened, they were part of the group, so we honored them, and we just went around and we had like a question answer, how'd you get here, how'd you get to be a CIO, you know, what made you, and it was great. And that's kind of the how we're learning to be great friends.
Yeah, and maybe another great story to just add on to what Patty said. One of those events or evenings we got gathered, one of the attendees brought a young woman, you know, who aspires to be, you know, an executive or leader down the road. And I remember her coming by, and she's just an incredibly sharp, polite young lady. And she comes over to me and she says, you know, I'm so delighted to be here. You know, and somewhere in the conversation, I don't exactly remember the line she shared, but she said, you know, I just don't have what you guys have. You know, I don't think I have what it takes to be an executive. I look around, and I'm sure she saw a lot of very confident, successful right. women, right? So she thought, well, I'm not there yet. I may not have what it takes. And I said, let me tell you, you're talking to somebody who could not speak English even properly. I'm an immigrant. I came to this country 22 years ago, and English is not my first language. And I came to this to embrace my career with this, I would say, spark in my stomach to want to do bigger things. I looked around to look up to the senior leaders at that time, and many of them didn't have anything in common with me, right? There's, you know, you're not perhaps what it takes to what you see around you as successful people right. at that point. And so I remember thinking, gosh, I don't have what it takes. But that spark and, you know, that urge or want to do bigger things, that spark in my stomach, as I call it, allowed me to just take all that out and just believe in my authenticity, believe in who I am. And as you continue to build a voice and a brand around you, then you realize, well, there is something to it. It is, you know, that my voice is being heard for the reasons who I am. And it takes some time to build all that. So I sat her down and explained to her, don't you ever think, you know, this is how I'm born, or any one of us, right?
Right.
This is a trained skill, but you have to have the sort of the values and the right judgment. And there are certain skills that you do have to have. But a lot of it is, you know, you build that. And at the end of the day, it's your authenticity that stands out. Don't try to be like others, you know, because then you kind of lose it.
Right. It's your resilience and that kind of go boldly forward
Correct.
Kind of mindset that gives you the confidence that you trust there's a better future ahead of you.
That's right.
But a lot of times, like that girl was vulnerable, and she thought, I don't have what it takes. And sometimes a boss will be like, yeah, you don't have what it takes. And then that just squashes their dream
That's right.
before it even begins. And this sounds like a place where that is never going to happen.
Mm-mm.
And the opposite, that you're always looking for opportunities to hold people up
mm-hmm.
and to celebrate the good. And that's what you need, is you need those little wins that give you the confidence for the big wins down the road.
Right. That's very true. And that's the beauty of this, right? Because every single person, every woman who attends this has a different story.
Right.
They have a different way.
But there's probably common threads.
Exactly. A common thread is, you know, they're willing to share it.
Right.
And say, you know, And, you know, we have such a diverse group. It's, you know, single moms. We have, you know, women who have just, you know, worked really, really hard in one industry. We have women who have worked in many different industries. So there's lots of lessons. I'm honored to say that I've become friends with them, so personal friends with them, which is great for me. And I laugh all the time and say, I just feel like my IQ goes up every time I'm with you guys,
right?
Because I'm not this smart, you know. I just really do, because I mean, we have, you know, a couple of who are on really big, they're board members. I mean, they sit on just, you know, gigantic company boards, and just to hear the way they support the boards and the impact. And, you know, when I talked with Shally and listened to what the company's doing, and you know, how insurance is really going into new ways and how technology is going to drive that. Literally, I walk away and say, I'm just a lot smarter for having that conversation. And I feel like that's just the value of it. You know, it's we've got so many opportunities. We have such a great community here. And, you know, it's just my one little way of doing it. And I think it's just, it's really paid back in lots of ways to just be able to have these women as friends of mine.
And the ripples that it creates outside mm-hmm. of you now, it's well beyond you at this point.
Exactly. It's not because of me anymore. I'm just the organizer.
Well, you were the catalyst that got it started, though it's an important component. But now it seems like it's got kind of a life of its own,
right,
which is a legacy for you.
Right.
I mean, that's something to be proud of, and it's a great contribution to the community. I mean, where Shally comes in not knowing a soul, really, and gets plugged in, and now all of a sudden she's got 50 new friends, right?
Indeed.
Now, have you seen the women participants? Have they changed at all, or is it kind of the same mindset from when you started with those six? Or when you get the 50 together, is it a different type of woman now that's attracted to this?
You know, it's really interesting. We probably have, I would say, 100 women who are actually involved in some part of it, because so many of them travel so much. You have kind of an in and out of people. You know, you have some that are there, make it a point of being
like
there.
They're regular.
They're there. Right. I'll change my trip to be there.
Right.
And then you have some that, you know, they have global
in.
Jobs, and they just have to, you know, their travel is such that you just can't have them all. But I think what it's done, and Shally can give me her insights. But I think when we're there, we see it's kind of like the walls are down. It's like Shally said, we just really are there laughing. I wish you could just the laughter and the stories and
all the stresses.
The stresses,
you leave the stress
are gone
at the door, right?
And you know, but even they talk about. I mean, there's business conversation,
right?
Right? But it's not like, you know, it's not even complaining or whining. It really is. Hey, I've got this challenge, and have you had any, you know, what
right.
did you do around that?
It's problem solving.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of the problem solving and the sharing. And I mean, even the personal things, you know, kids and,
right.
you know, the things that go with that. And it's so interesting. You could almost see, even within this group, the people who kind of tend to go together and they're like, you know, there'll be two or three or four that they kind of get to be a little bit closer friends, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. That's normal, right?
Right?
But you're letting people who have lots of different backgrounds and personalities sort of find their little niche even inside the group. So, again, I it's going to evolve to something even bigger. I don't know quite what it is right now. The wonderful thing about it is my company, Hunter Technical, is so supportive of this. I mean, they just whatever you need, whatever you want, you know, we support it. We love it. We love that you love it, right? And you give
right.
back to the community. We have a partner who, you know, they support it. I mean, when I'm talking about, they pay for the food, the wine, you know, they give
right.
us the place. So, and of course, they would love nothing but to be there, and they can't.
They can't.
But I think that says a lot, too, about, you know, just, hey, the things they hear about it. So it's going to be exciting, I think, to think about what it could be like a year from now or 2 years from now. And the women who aren't even invited yet, who haven't made it there yet, but who will be very soon. You know, it's kind of like there's always that involvement, people moving into town, people being promoted to positions,
right.
someone inviting you who said, hey, you may be interested. Actually, I got two names yesterday from a company that said, oh my goodness, you've got to meet these incredible women. And so that's the beauty of it. And that's what I feel like I wanted.
Right. So it seems like it's loose-knit. Executive is a broad term, probably intentionally, right?
Yes, but it's VP and up pretty much.
Okay.
We do a couple of things where if someone sees an up and coming young woman in the organization they feel like will benefit from this, they're on the track to be that, they invite them. They say, can we invite them? Because we want to encourage that. But it's, right. it's going to be by invitation. You know, it's, we're going to keep it still kind of closed.
It's a curated group.
Yes, yes. And I think that's where the power of it will come from. Mm-hmm. So.
And then any tips for women, young women that are pre-executive that could help them get on the track to be the executive and be a member of this group?
Well, I think, you know, of course, being, you know, on the career track, you know, there are mm-hmm. several tips that we can go about, as in how to build a career, how to be, you know, how to believe in yourself, how to believe in your voice, you know, make sure, you know, there is nothing below, you know, being exceptionally good as your bar. Right? You know, it's, if it takes for you to do, you know, 12 hours to accomplish, you know, your goal every day, do that, because it, you know, it's at the end of the day, results matter. That you've got to work towards building your brand. Your brand matters. So there's so much I can go about, you know, how or what I think one needs to be or to do or focus on from a career growth perspective. Mm-hmm. But in the context of this group and, you know, gathering, I would say, you know, it tells us all that it's extremely important to get out there and be involved in the community. And so we call it networking, but at the end of the day, meeting other leaders, meeting other individuals, it's extremely powerful. Not for the reasons I just already covered, which is the support and the and encouragement and role models you see. But I'm in that room also looking around thinking, gosh, I have 3 VP positions coming up. I'm expanding. Anthem is expanding significantly in Atlanta and for IT. And I'm looking around saying, you know, is there somebody out there? And not just me. I'm sure all these leaders are looking for that. So that's the another opportunity. So do not underestimate the value of networking with others in the industry or even outside the industry. Do not underestimate the value of getting involved in the community. It goes hand in hand towards one's success, in my opinion.
And it would be good, just like Patty, you organize this group around executives. Maybe there was a mid-level person out there that wants to organize a group for them as a stepping stone.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's commitment. It's got to be, you know, the thing. I think the reason it took off the way it did is it became a safe place, right?
Right.
It wasn't about sales. I don't have any other vendors there.
It's not about pitching or selling.
It's not about that. And you know, that's one of the things I notice sometimes when we have a lot of networking events. You know, I kind of feel sorry for the executives because there's certain companies like just chasing them following them to their car. And that was never what I wanted this to be. And I think that's the thing that's kind of made it endearing to them. It's not about what I get out of it. It's what I put into it, and it's about what they get out of it, right?
Right. The agenda is helping and supporting. Yeah, that's the agenda. It's not a pitch contest.
And every single, in my view, every single person that's part of that group at executive, anytime they want to bring someone with them and bring it, that's that mid-level, we're more than happy, you know, to expand that. And like I said, the only rules are there are no rules. And we're not going to be there having anyone selling to them or trying to, you know, that's not what it's all about. It's how can I help you? How can I? And, you know, that to me is that's the reward when I have someone call and say, hey, can you just introduce me to, you know, I saw Shally at Wine and Therapy, but I really don't know her. Can you maybe introduce me? And I've done that, actually.
Yes.
And, you know, connected because they wanted to have conversations about something. And to me, when I get that, that's like, oh, okay. It works.
Right.
And so I'm excited.
And it happens very organically and naturally.
Very organically, yeah.
Now, how do you know when the session's over?
They finally throw us out and they close it. That's really the fun thing because a lot of times I usually put it, you know, 6:30 to 8:30, and literally it's usually 10:30 or the place wants to close. They're looking at us saying we really do need to go home.
Time.
The servers are over. There's no more wine. I think that, and that says a lot too.
Right,
you know.
They don't want to leave.
Right.
Good stuff. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you and maybe learn more about the group, they're an executive out there.
Connect with me, Patty Dismukes. Dismukes at htrjobs.com.
Or on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn or anywhere you can get touch.
And Shally, you're always looking to hire, right?
That's always true.
So you're probably on LinkedIn too, right?
Yes. Feel free to connect.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Patty, for sharing the story. And thank you, Shally, for
Absolutely.
Being part
it's
of it.
A great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.